The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, all the way from Medicine Hat, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always, as I'm dropping crumbs all over the place, too. So,
mouthful of butter tart. Thanks for bringing treats of many different shapes and sizes today. That's always helpful. I literally am walking over here. I'm like, please, God, let somebody bring some food to this.
Bring me a pork bun.
Bring me a pork bun. Oh, my Lord.
Well, should we give you a menu? You can text Dan or myself on the way in.
No,
I mean, we can deliver.
I mean, that would be great, but
he
likes
surprises as long as they're pork buns.
We have to let our listeners and Mara know that we used to come, especially at this time of year, and every week Kathy Bush would have Heinz cider and a bunch of donuts.
The unpasteurized.
Or the coffee ring. What did you call it? From Knudsen's.
The tea ring.
Yeah.
Almond tea ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I pity the fool.
Beautiful, beautiful pastries. So we're glad to have them whenever we can. Continuing around the table, Professor Mara Livesey is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello.
Around the corner, Professor Dan Maggio is here from the FIRST organization.
I was completely on the wrong track when I was guessing what you were talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I see. So, well, all will be revealed as per usual in the future.
There's more to be revealed?
Oh, that was not the secret. That was not the secret.
That was not the big secret.
So there's still, so I'm keeping my money on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
It's totally fair. Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies.
Hello. Dishonorably retired.
You were kicked out of the service, is what you're telling us?
Removed.
Oh, my gosh.
Led out to pasture. But still working.
So certain that you're going to miss dearly the midterm days of the semester.
No, I'm grading exams as we speak.
Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. Find us on Facebook or listen to your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. This is fun. Dear professors, it's been nearly a year since I've sent in questions to the show. The last time I sent in questions, it was automotive nameplates and brands. Rather than pigeonhole the profs, I decided to follow suit with so many other people who send in questions and go with a variety. I've sent in 20. Have the professors stopped using a grading scale, though? I don't recall it being mentioned anymore. If they need a pass-fail mark, I'd like it to be 85%, if at all possible.
Ooh,
not that
tough.
It really matters.
High standards.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you.
No extra credit? No SATs?
I'm just pleased my questions get used and read on the air. Sincerely, Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington.
Hey, all right.
Well, Beverly, I hope she grades cool on a curve.
Yeah, 85% is steep.
Wow,
that is steep.
That is steep. All right, here we go. How many TV episodes did Clayton Moore star as the Lone Ranger? It's a very long-running show is all you need to know. But how many episodes?
Think. How many years did it run?
It does not say. And my meter stick is a little different for my generation because The Simpsons will air their 666th episode.
Okay.
And although that's very out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Was it on show once a week?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
let's
so.
Let's assume it was
so
on about
assume
once a week.
26 episodes a year for 15 years.
No,
so
26 is a lot.
390.
That is a little high.
I would say 279.
It's closer, but still high. It says 169 episodes.
Oh.
I'm also wondering, did the Lone Ranger, the person playing the Lone Ranger, change at any point in the middle when it was on the air?
No.
No.
It was Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels.
I can see him now rearing back on the horse.
Who is taller, Al Pacino or Dan Maggio?
What?
Does not say that.
Yes, that's what it says.
She doesn't even know how tall I am.
The answer says, since I have no idea how tall Professor Maggio is, I'll give you Al Pacino's height, but I'm not giving it to you.
Oh,
we have to decide who's taller.
I think Al Pacino.
Yeah, I'm barely 5'6", so Al Pacino's probably taller.
I think Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino's taller.
Al Pacino is taller than you by only 1 inch.
Oh, 5'7".
Five seven.
You can take him, Dan. You can take him.
On weekends, I'm 6 feet, but that's a different story.
Actually, I hear you're really big in Japan, too. So they've been watching your episodes for the last few years. So Al Pacino's only 5'7". You said 5'6".
I'm 5'6".
Okay, yeah, okay. All right.
I think I'm 5'5 3/4".
You're basically...
That's close enough.
I started to shrink. I reached that peak, and I'm in the shrinking
phase. You just
got to
comb the pompadour a little over. That's all. That's all you have to do.
I have to stretch my spine out.
Just hang upside down for like an hour a day. Yeah.
What do you think I can buy with that? An inch or two?
Probably no more than an inch.
Do you want to take Al Pacino or not? Like, get on this. Yeah. You know? Oh, my God.
My money's on you, Dan. I know you could take him.
Now, a better actor, that's a different story.
Oh, but... Yeah, so, but can he do math?
And he's probably hit that curve where he's getting shorter, too.
Yeah, true. Oh,
I believe what Al Pacino's 70s at this point, right?
Yeah.
Would you say so?
For sure.
Yeah. So Warner Brothers has a cartoon character named Foghorn Leghorn.
Ah, love
what
him.
What is the theme song that he always hums or whistles?
What is that?
Camptown Races?
Camptown Races, that's right. Camptown Races, 5 miles long. Oh, to do da day. Very
Stephen
well done.
Stephen Foster.
Yep. I say. Isn't that Foghorn Leghorn?
Yes. And the dog and Henry Hawk. And
I'm not sure that the kids these days know about Looney Tunes much.
Oh, no.
That's too bad.
And see, that's where all the appreciation for classical music has died, too, because it was that's how we learned it.
I mean, that's, you know, they always talk about Bugs Bunny was always everyone's first introduction to opera.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Know, so. Absolutely.
Can you see those anywhere, those shows?
That's what I'm saying. Would you watch that?
I mean,
that?
They show everything else on TV. Yeah.
I think Nickelodeon has some of them.
I don't. Maybe Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network probably does. Although, gosh, there have been so many in the meantime.
Yeah, that's...
I'm guilty. I have the classics on DVD, so I mean... Oh.
That's all right. You can wake
up a geek.
Any day you want to and watch it. It's a good feeling. In what city is the American National Radio Hall of Fame? What city is most equated with radio, or which city got there first?
Chicago?
It's Chicago, yeah. First shot. Pretty good, man. I don't think there's anything special about Chicago, is there? It's just...
Oh, is it like Cleveland claiming the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Kinda, you know,
I think it had the first high wattage radio station.
Sure.
Because they were talking about that on that Ken Burns series, the FCC at the time, whatever it was, only allowed so many 50,000 watt stations.
That's right.
So one of them was built across the border from Texas.
Okay.
In order to... And it could be heard on the East Coast and the West Coast and Chicago.
Sure, really? Sure. Yeah. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm thinking of a very famous song from the 80s.
Well, it was an American that built it there right over the border. So it wasn't subject to U.S. restrictions on that.
That's it. I'm going to Windsor. We're going to put up a radio station there.
You mean like 89X?
Yeah, well, no, or like Ask the Professor all day, all night.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's what we need. 24/7 streaming site for Ask the Professor.
Our voices.
What country originated the game of croquet? Can't just say it regular.
England?
It's England.
Yeah.
Okay. Get that one tomorrow.
Yeah, in fact, Wimbledon is the lawn tennis and croquet club.
No way. Yes. Did not know that.
Wimbledon? Lawn tennis.
Is it like, the ice surface at...
You know, Henry VIII played tennis, so it's been around for a while.
That is true.
Henry VIII?
He didn't play very well. But, court,
Oh, he was very fit as a younger man.
Oh, as a younger man.
He could scamper.
Okay. Could scamper.
I can't let the croquet question go without mentioning a good Simpsons joke. Dad, what's croquet? That's what Protestants play in heaven. I thought that was nice. Who was the last U.S. president that did not have his wife as first lady? He appointed someone else.
Buchanan?
No, it's not Buchanan, although that makes perfect sense since he was a bachelor.
No, Buchanan didn't. Okay.
But Buchanan didn't appoint a first lady.
Cleveland?
It was Cleveland. He had his sister Rose take on the duties because he was still a bachelor.
Yeah, he didn't get married till his second term, and it was Francis Folsom.
That's right. Grover Cleveland, 2 non-consecutive terms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Grover Cleveland? Which of the original MTV VJs also hosted Star Search with Ed McMahon in 1994? Okay, 94, that's got to be the end of Star Search by that point.
Martha Quinn?
It was Martha Quinn, yeah. Oh. How do you know that off the top of your head?
Star Search was one of those god-awful shows that just like you've got nothing better to do and just turn. And I'm like, what in the world am I watching? It's kind of like Dance Fever.
I always liked the spokesmodel category.
Oh, man. Star Search, if you tell me like late 80s, mid 80s, I'm like, okay, that was in stride. But 94,
Ed McMahon doing that, though.
Wow.
Oh, a little odd.
What river feeds Victoria Falls? These are all over the map. That's from Martha Quinn to...
Victoria Falls is in South
Africa, right?
Africa.
Yeah.
I always look up at the American
map. As we look
map.
Up at the Florida the map, trying to find
yeah, that, let's see.
I have a couple Nile. Of hints, but it's yeah, not the Nile.
Oh, darn.
That's all I got.
Oh.
It starts with the letter Z.
Zambezi?
It's the Zambezi River. Yes, the Zambezi. Feeds Victoria Falls, which is in, oh man.
It's not far from Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, so
is it Rwanda?
That,
no, Congo? No.
I can't think of the country that it's in, and I'm embarrassed by my geography.
Below Ethiopia.
Well, if Steve were here,
I was
he could tell us because he climbed.
He's been there.
That's right. Yeah. He actually climbed.
Where is he?
He could have seen the falls from where he was.
Oh, like Alaska. Oh.
Which mythological entity had ravens Hugin and Munin bring him information from all over the world?
Odin, wasn't it?
It was Odin.
Odin.
Father Odin. Absolutely. Hugin, Munin. I know I'm going to get that wrong. I didn't see any of the Thor movies. I'm feeling it right now.
They didn't talk about the ravens, so
they didn't?
No, wouldn't be helpful. No.
No ravens.
No ravens.
As of 2019, which of the major actors on the TV show Hogan's Heroes is still alive?
Okay, hold on. Let's
see. I have two here. This is up right up Dave's alley.
Hold on. It's not Richard Dawson.
How about the guy that played the Frenchman?
Robert Clary?
Robert Clary is one of them.
Yeah.
Corporal LeBeau.
Who's? Oh, the other one is...
There's the shark. Short guy with dark hair.
No, that's Robert Clary.
Oh, that's him.
Was it Sergeant Davis?
That's not what it says here. Sergeant Richard Baker is the other person who's still
alive. Yeah, he was the one who took over for Kinchlow.
That's right. That's exactly what it says here, but what's the actor's name?
I was not a fan of you watching.
I haven't heard of many of these questions.
It's a very common name, like Frank Washington or Bob
Smith. It's Kenneth Washington. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you.
I wonder if General Burkhalter's sister, Gertruda, is still alive.
Gertruda.
That he was always trying to marry off to Colonel Klink.
I'll take the Russian front.
Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, wow. This is a nice piece of trivia.
Uh-oh.
Who was the first boxer to win title belts in five different weight divisions, welterweight, light middleweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and super middleweight? Who's the first boxer?
Joe Louis.
It was not Joe Louis. That's good, but I think that these organizations came after World War II. So it's going to be more of a modern era for most of the people in the room. I could give you initials, but I'm going to give it away. Not Spinks, no.
Rocky Marciano.
These are real boxers.
Is it Rocky Marciano real?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just thinking of Rocky movies.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yeah. Nope, not Sugar Ray. No. Nope. But it's that era.
Oh, like Kilmer Kenty?
Nope. Initials T-H.
Tommy Hearns.
Five weight classes, though?
Yeah, that's a lot.
You got to put on a lot of weight or lose a lot of weight.
I just like the word welterweight. I don't even care what it means. It just feels cool. Like, it's fun to say. Like Amazon. I run welterweight.com.
Maybe it means temporary weight.
Temporary. Apparently.
Yeah, like,
he's either ballooning or shrinking. Something's happening.
Or it's like before pork one, after pork one.
Right, exactly.
Now, did he win them in order?
I don't know.
Kind of random.
Before a dozen pork butts.
I mean, I know lightweight, but these are hilarious. Light middleweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and super middleweight. It's just sort of like they all have different masses associated with them, I assume.
Sort of an extra in each category.
And light.
What is another term for something that's called a cuspidor?
A spittoon.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Oh, I knew some people
live at a time in
their house.
I know. We live at a time in human history where we don't need to walk into public places and see
Thank
those,
goodness.
Great. That's just
and
fantastic.
Spit.
I remember living a very sheltered life growing up in high school and realizing at the point when we started having to go to the anti-drug talks and seminars and stuff, the number of men, mostly, gender biased, who chewed in my high school class in the early 90s was non-trivial. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's usually the baseball team started.
Yeah,
and then
it
spreads.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, and everybody around me is doing it. I'm like, this is weird.
But
like,
as a child, we had some very ancient neighbors, and they both, he and she, both chewed. And they had spittoons in front of their sofa.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she chewed?
Mm-hmm.
Classy. Oh, yeah.
Playing softball all those years, trust me, those dugouts were full of spit and chew all over the place. I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
That's wild.
Ugh.
So we've all heard of the printer company or technology company that makes printers, Epson. Yes. What does Epson stand for? It actually stands for something.
Electronic printer network.
You're really close.
Network.
No, no.
Operating
Epson
system.
Society.
Oh, Epson. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Electronic printer system of network.
Son of Sam.
You're right. Sorry, I got my left.
Actually, I think you need to go with something a little more obvious.
Electronic printer. Is that right?
Electronic printer part is right.
What's SON stand for?
System. Maybe it's not an acronym.
Oh. What?
Oh.
His son?
Yeah, son of electric printer is what it says here. That's where Epson comes from. Weird. So, yeah, that's weird.
Is this kind of like Scottish kind of thing?
Yeah, like I'm getting a dot matrix vibe from that question. It's interesting. Mm. One of my sons actually said that a couple months ago, like explaining to his brother. Oh yeah, printers used to go. I'm like, where did you see that? Like, how would you know that they used to?
Yeah, where did you get this dot matrix noise too?
Oh my gosh. It was probably being used anachronistic. Oh my Lord. Gosh, dot matrix. Who was America's first billionaire? I feel like this is a good piece of trivia that could come up at
Astor?
Some point. Not Astor.
No.
It was before
no,
Astor.
Rockefeller?
Not Rockefeller.
Billionaire.
Billionaire.
Vanderbilt?
No.
J.P. Morgan.
It was, yeah. Morgan. No,
what?
It wasn't Morgan.
Oh, darn.
So even though there's a lot of debate over this, and I'm probably going to give it away when I say this, but there is a sense that Oakland County is in the top five richest counties in the United States of America per capita because of the wealth that this person brought to southeastern Michigan. Don't think too hard.
Henry Ford.
Henry
it was
Ford.
Henry Ford, yeah. He was America's first billionaire.
Huh.
So,
but before Astor? Before Rockefeller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I mean, no, he lived after Astor.
Yeah. But that's what I was thinking. Those guys weren't exactly.
I don't think they got to a
hurting
billion.
Either. So I mean,
yeah, they didn't get to a billion. The Canadian province of Nova Scotia leads the world in these four exported items. Can you name them?
Lobster.
Cod.
Lobster is number one. Yeah, that's right. Cod is not.
Christmas trees.
Christmas trees is number two.
Oh my
two.
God!
Don't laugh. Because years ago you told me about taking that cruise out there, and that's why I looked into it.
Maple syrup.
No, but that's a very good guess.
Scallops.
What I will do is I will say there is one plant commodity and one mineral commodity.
Mineral.
Mm-hmm. Silver?
Not silver. It's not a metal.
Oh. Mm-mm. You said mineral, right?
I did say
I'm
mineral.
I'm not a chemist.
It's a rock.
It's a rock.
It's a special rock.
It's a special rock.
Special rock that actually surrounds us where we're sitting right now. Literally surrounds us.
Well...
Cinder block?
What goes into cinder block?
Drywall?
Gypsum?
Gypsum. Is what they
gypsum.
Got. Yeah, that's in the drywall. But then what else?
Okay, what was the last one? Was it
we've had
plant?
Lobsters, Christmas
plant.
Trees, gypsum, and it's a plant. Well, a product of a plant, I should say.
Oh.
Tofu?
Turpentine?
tofu?
Tofu. Tofu comes from
tofu
to soybean.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That is very funny. This is a long shot. In the 80s and the 90s, this is like the flavor of things that were crazy, like when you were a kid. Like
pumpkin
and,
spice?
And now offering this flavor of your fruit snacks and whatever. This is what I remember from growing up. It's wild berries. Wild berries are...
sort of no-name wild berries?
It says wild berries. That's all.
Is that a Duran Duran song?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of like allspice?
So it was lobster, Christmas trees, gypsum, and wild berries from Nova Scotia. And I can't even believe you got half of them. That's all I got to say.
Well, the only reason, because like I said, Jim told me to take a look at cruises out in the Maritimes, and I'm, they do this.
We're going to do some research on cruises while we take a break. And we're back.
Can't tell that story.
We are talking about lobsters,
I can't on
Christmas
the air
trees, gypsum, and wild berries. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I know it's lobster because our partner from Nova Scotia, who I had the pleasure of eating with on Cape Cod, showed me how to dissect a lobster and get every single piece of meat possible out of a lobster.
Mm-hmm.
So
you might have to teach all of us one of these days.
I often give up before that point.
Yes.
There's a very clear system and a way to completely take it apart.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool.
Because I remember coming back from out east, we had like 13 live lobsters in a box. Picked them up at the port, came in. I just remember getting to Detroit Metro, and my wife's on the carousel looking for our luggage. I said, don't worry about the luggage. Where's the box with the lobster in it?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Nobody's going to take my dirty laundry, but somebody's liable to walk off with a lobster. So,
what famous actress once claimed, quote, I've been in more laps than a napkin, unquote? There's only one
Marilyn
actress
Monroe.
That could pull that off.
Oh, no.
Not Marilyn Monroe.
Mae West.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she was pretty bawdy.
Come up
she
and see me sometime.
Yeah, exactly. What percentage of the Earth's creatures can fly under their own power? Now, we're going to qualify this. So we're counting out things like
chickens.
Chickens can fly.
Well, chickens cannot fly,
but they can.
Yeah, they can.
Well, they can get off the ground.
They can, like, hop and, like, if they're on something, they can flutter down.
That's what I'm trying to get rid of. We're not doing, like, flying squirrels.
So no fluttering.
Okay. So you have to be able to take off.
Take off and stay in flight.
What percentage
and change direction. How's about that?
Earth's creatures.
I would say
1.5%.
No, it's got to be. Think about all the bugs.
There's lots of birds and bees, and
but there's also lots of bacteria. And
so Jim said 60. Here it says 66%.
Wow,
those creatures can fly under their own power.
I find that really hard.
I think because of the bugs, Dan. Remember the biomass of bugs is
And because of so many.
Oh, is this by mass?
And birds?
Okay, or is this by individuals?
Yeah,
because I was going to say individual species. There's a lot of microorganisms out there.
So I think it must be by mass. Yeah.
Okay.
Mara's doing her side eye right now.
Yeah, like, her side
eye. Gotta do some research.
I'm gonna go look this up later.
Which of the Muppets had human hands when he was being Muppeted?
Oh, the Swedish Chef.
The Swedish Chef.
I remember he was making meatloaf one time, and he pulled out the loafer and the meat. So it's literally these human hands shoving like raw pork into a shoe, and I was just like, so disgusted.
Pretty surreal.
Child.
Pretty surreal, I gotta say. Oh my gosh. Which of the Beatles was the first to get married?
John.
Yeah, it says John. Do you remember who it was to? It says here 1962.
Yeah.
Patty. No, was that?
No, Patty.
No, that was Paul.
It was Sean's mother.
Where's Beth when you need it?
I know. Beth knows
all
the Beatles.
Yeah,
Beth
would know all the details.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
And contrary to rumor, Beth did not marry him, too. So
that is true. She wanted to, but
I mean,
didn't work out.
Julian's mother. Oh, what was her
name? Her name is Cynthia Powell.
Cynthia, that's right.
Yes, Cynthia Powell. I'm still giving it to you because you got John Lennon. You got a 1 in 4 shot.
It wasn't Pete Best.
Yes. Last but most certainly not least, these are some really, really good questions, Beverly. Thanks so much for sending them in. What Major League Baseball player once made a cameo on Happy Days, the TV show?
In Milwaukee. Okay.
So it could be only one during that era, right? Oh, wow. I thought this was a giveaway.
Hold on.
Absolutely. Crazy.
Hank Aaron?
Hank Aaron, yeah, from Milwaukee Braves. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, here's the thing that throws me, though. I mean, he was still playing. What was it, like a future? You know, because it was set in the
Happy
50s.
Days was supposed to be the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, was he playing himself?
I believe he was playing himself, although we don't know that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know if he's
playing
himself.
I'm just thinking Milwaukee, who's the most famous Milwaukee Braves.
Yeah.
It's probably before Braves, then,
Atlanta.
Isn't it?
Yep, yeah, okay. Before they moved to Atlanta. That's right. All right, I'm glad that we were able to get that. We have just enough time here for ATP favorites.
Uh-oh.
I know we're biting off more than we can chew, sometimes quite literally, but I was interested in seeing because we see this a lot at this time of year, so we're taping this episode.
Favorite
before,
Milwaukee Brewer?
Right, exactly.
Oh.
Before Halloween, like top 5 or top 6 candies that you can get when you're trick-or-treating. I'm interested to see what people's opinions are for what they remember most fondly from those days, like the prize thing that you would get trick-or-treating.
Clam chowder. Oh, gazpacho.
Handful of chowder. No.
Ladle.
What candy was the thing that you treasured the most? There was a lot of flack because some, I mean, I wasn't the Pew Research Foundation, but some big poll had tens of thousands of data points, and number one was candy corn, and people freaked out because they're like,
no, that makes your teeth itch.
Yeah. No, not to mention that also fell into the bottom of the sack, and I was kind of clumped up with everything else, too. You know, I like my prepackaged ball, right? Yeah.
There was one house.
They don't do that anymore.
No, not much.
Well, they can't, their parents won't let them eat it if you don't know where it came from.
That's why it's got to be packaged.
In my neighborhood, that would often have a full-size Hershey bar. Mm-hmm. And we would gather at the street corner and, you know, compare notes as to which houses had the best candy. But nice. The other that was strange was one of my neighbors on the next block ran the Pepsi bottling company, distribution company. Why? And on Halloween, they would give away, I guess they were 6 ounce, very small Pepsi bottles, but the whole thing.
The glass bottle.
You had to carry that thing around in your bag, but it was nice. I mean, it was a change of pace.
Pepsi,
I love it.
I'm kind of glad they didn't work for like Schlitz or something like that.
I liked any of the houses that did not give out the Lions Club candy.
Oh, no.
Which was these little
hard candies.
Yes, that were, it was $1 a bag to buy the stuff. Gosh. And everybody gave those out.
Or the dentist that would give away the toothbrushes or the pennies. And
It got so complicated, you know, when you had to collect for UNICEF with one thing and then your bag for the candy was in the other hand.
I mean, there are a lot of candies out there now that didn't exist when I was growing up, and that will be my answer to the question, because the greatest candy bar ever invented is Take Five, and I say that every year when we talk about this, and nobody knows about it. It is the greatest thing in the world.
I don't think I've had one.
Oh, you have to go check it out. It is five things. So it is a pretzel covered in caramel, peanut butter. There's some nougat, and then the whole thing's covered in chocolate. I mean, so five ingredients.
You got to be like a geologist in our
sweet and salty.
What about Zagnuts?
Zagnut. Oh, we were just talking about that
Snickers,
the other day.
Reese's Cup for sure.
Always.
How it is.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Especially full size.
Oh, yeah.
The Butterfingers.
The candy corn list, number two was Reese's anything. And so I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, Take Five is Reese's peanut butter, so you know it's the real deal.
Okay.
My favorite, my brothers and I would always go through our neighborhood, and we had at least a handful of houses that would give out king-size candy bars.
Always.
And I was always aiming for that Reese's Nutrageous bar.
Oh, Nutrageous!
Nutrageous,
really good.
So good. Nutrageous. Combination of like a Snickers with a Reese's. Oh, perfection.
Does it have Krispies too? I want to say there was some crunch in it. Maybe it was just nuts.
I was thinking maybe whole
butter.
Peanuts, but...
Yeah, you're right. Nutrageous is a very good bar. I haven't seen that in...
It's been a while.
A long time. There we go. Take five.
I'm still okay. Now here's what I remember as a kid: Aero bars.
Aero, yep. With the
you got to be in Canada for that.
I did. So I mean, Aero bars.
Sure. So how did Canadian Halloween differ from American Halloween?
No different. Just a little colder. Bundled up.
Wearing an even thicker coat over your.
So what are you? I'm a hockey player. You too, huh, kid?
Nobody went out in Abraham Lincoln outfits.
No. Yeah.
Nobody went out in Michael Phelps outfits either.
No, it's a little nippy.
Just a little bit. The time has arrived for us to say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building, the Department of Communication Studies, and the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.